AGI has already happened.
Note:
this POV was largely shoplifted by a discussion with David Bieber, who laid most of this argument out to me.
I believe that AGI is on the horizon, behind us, having been achieved sometime in 21-22 with GPT-2 or GPT-3 level LLMs. This seems largely out of touch with the current belief that AGI is still some ways away and is either some holy grail or harbinger of P-Doom equals 1. A large part of this comes from a lack of consensus on the definition of AGI. My own definition of AGI is pretty simple. I'll just decompose the parts required to make artificial general intelligence. Artificial. This is probably the most straightforward of the attributes. Anything non-organic. Digital, mechanical, abiotic, simulated, etc. meets this criteria. General. I don't believe there's any formal definition for what constitutes generality related to intelligence, but intuitively, this should be any system that can stretch over disparate subjects. GPT-3 can easily write poetry, functioning code, and describe a chemical compound. This feels pretty general. I don't have the hard threshold for generality, but I think a decent heuristic is basic comprehension of subjects you might encounter in a standard high schooler's curriculum. Intelligence. This one is probably the most fuzzy.
What constitutes intelligence, organic or not, is a pretty epistemically charged question. Without a background in philosophy, my personal definition of an intelligent system is any system that makes judgments with incomplete information. Another intuitive interpretation of this is whether or not a system has the capacity to learn beyond memorization. Examples of intelligence would include being able to predict the next number in a sequence, finish a poem that rhymes, or describe a painting. There are certainly other heuristics advanced for what could be considered intelligence: passing the Turing test, demonstrating creativity, having a theory of mind. But I think it's very hard to reasonably compare any of these, and they all suffer from being hard to verify. Like a Rorschach test, everyone can interpret heuristics like these however they want. My definition feels, to me at least, a little more verifiable.
Is arguing about AGI a little pedantic? Probably, but I think it's part of a broader malaise in AI/ML these days, whereby we cannot agree on the inputs, outputs, or markings of things like AGI, or consciousness, or alignment, etc. Without consensus on what these look like, it's hard to agree on what they will do or how we should respond. This leads us down a path littered with a lot of hyperbolic expectations of what AGI will look like when it arrives. By recognizing AGI as already achieved, without any major societal upheaval or value creation for that matter, I hope we can diffuse the discourse around these things.
If we are to achieve something like ASI, artificial superintelligence, the path has to go through AGI first.
The parable of the Tower of Babel comes to mind. Without a common language or vocabulary, it becomes impossible for us to coordinate large projects.
I don't consider myself a safetyist. I find it to be a very paternalistic philosophy that a handful of wealthy bros in New York and SF should set the timetable for how the rest of the world enjoys synthetic intelligence. Proponents are closeted Puritans who want to use the specter of ASI as an opportunity to enfranchise themselves as global thought police. I don't consider myself an accelerationist either. It's a fundamentally nihilistic and juvenile worldview that good or bad outcomes are equally uninteresting and unlikely, so we should try to forward to the end and get the upheaval all over with. They are jihadis who believe in a moral crusade to purge the unbelievers prior to the arrival of ASI.
Both parties unjustly deify future AI, and in doing so, attempt to elevate their beliefs as sacrosanct and above debate. As their deities continuously recede into the future, all they will leave is bitter believers and irritated civilians left to pick up the pieces on how to interface with the more mundane AIs already among us.
This was made with AnonCast. If you want to convert a blog to audio, check out anoncast.net.
Thanks for listening!